This week on Barbell Shrugged, we're at the Southeastern Regionals for the CrossFit 2013 series. Matt Baird and Travis Mayer get physical while Shayna Albertson cooks.
Yo, this is CTP, and you're listening to the Barbell Shrug Podcast, the number one strength and conditioning podcast for CrossFitters.
If you want to check out the video version, which you should, go to fitter.tv and watch that, because it's way cooler than just listening.
And how do you spell fitter.tv there, Mr. Bledsoe?
F-I-T-R.tv.
He's a good speller. All right, while you're there, definitely go and sign up for the newsletter. As part of signing up for the newsletter, you'll get a video that Mike made where he shows you the top seven snatch mistakes that you're probably making that are keeping you from hitting that next PR and lifting some big weight.
Yeah, look at the seminars, tune into the show, and get ready to become a more awesomer version of
you. We give you the tools you need to succeed.
You become a tool.
Forgetting
the music,
your shirts.
The morning, that was you better never let it go. Go, you ain't got one shot. Do not miss your chance to blow. This opportunity comes once in a lifetime. Oh!
All right, I'm Mike Bledsoe here with,
the CTP cam.
With Doug Larson. We're hanging out at the Southeast Regional for the CrossFit Games.
With new up-and-coming rapper, Travis Mayer. Was that on camera? You caught that earlier? He got it. He's nodding.
I was recording over here, so we at least captured the audio.
Yes.
Beautiful.
You caught that whole rap?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You're going to be famous. Travis is here to compete. He is from in the Atlanta area.
Woodstock, Georgia.
Head coach at CrossFit Silos.
Correct.
And you won third place at the OC Throwdown.
Well, I didn't win third place. I took third place. Winning would be
first,
that's
winning.
Right?
You won third place.
This is how I make people feel better about third place.
That's right.
You won third place. I did win third place.
I won something.
I did it. Which actually is a really big deal. A lot of people probably don't even know what the OC Throwdown is if they aren't in that region of the United States or if they're, you know, not in the United States. Maybe talk a little bit about that. That's a big competition.
Yeah. So you had a qualifier online that was 3 weeks long that you had a place, I think it was top 30, and then was the pro division, then they had top 30 in the amateur division, but pretty much invited 60 athletes out. So that was big first competition coming back after fracturing my L5. So went out there, tried to see how I held up against some of the top games athletes.
Because half those guys were basically games athletes.
Yeah, there's probably about 15.
Yeah, there's a big, qualifying not big
showdown.
You had to qualify to go there.
Yeah,
basically.
And it's not just an anybody competition.
Yeah, I think there was like 700 something men tried to qualify, and they only let in the top 60.
Well, that makes me feel better.
Yeah. So just qualifying is a pretty big deal.
And he won third place. Winning
makes you feel even better.
I did win.
Real quick, before we get too deep in this conversation, we'll talk about how you fractured your back.
Fantastic.
Be awesome.
Yeah.
Great story.
Teaser.
Make sure that you go to barbellshrug.com and sign up for the newsletter. That way we'll be able to update you on all the stuff we're doing. We're not very good at mentioning on the podcast, if you've noticed, because we're always talking about different stuff. And I'm a little scatterbrained.
And you could be watching this in the future, and all the stuff that we talk about is over.
Yes, you can hear about all my raps.
That's right.
On the podcast.
That's right. Upcoming album coming out soon.
We'll be posting it.
If Travis doesn't make it to the game, he's going to make an album.
Yeah.
If you're an iTunes listener only, you may not be aware that we also have something called the Daily BS. On the website, if you click on the Daily BS, that's where we have really short YouTube videos, 2 to 5 minutes in length, where we answer the questions that people submit. So a lot of people send us questions. We really don't have the opportunity to answer them on the show. So what we do is it's real quick and to the point. If you don't have time to listen to an hour-long show, but you want to learn something, I think we're, close to 100.
We're like 140 right now or something like that.
140 quick answers. So
that's quick.
Yeah.
It's pure content. So if you're a person that likes to just get quick answers, it's perfect.
Yeah, if you want to cut through the BS of Barbell Shrug, which that's half the show, and want to just get pure content, just go to those YouTube videos. Seriously. And then we also have Technique Watt on there, so check that out. Those are some videos just on technique. It's not just a demonstration, it's also an explanation. All right. All right, let's get back to Travis.
I should add that in my rap. It's not a demonstration. It's an explanation.
Boom. I gave you that. You owe me.
That's right. We'll call that the Bledsoe.
When you get famous, yeah.
Your first CrossFit rap. That'll be in there.
The blood. So. What?
All right, so last year, first week of the Open, and you actually came to the Faction Games. The last time we did Faction Games was 2011.
Yeah, did you win the Faction Games?
I did.
You showed up and cleaned house.
That wasn't your most notable accomplishment?
It was.
OC Throwdown beat the Faction Games?
In Tennessee it was.
Yeah. So, that was the last time we had Faction Games. Came in, cleaned house. That was cool.
Awesome event, by the way.
Thank you. And then you did the Open. And then
I attempted the Open.
You attempted to do the Open. You probably did pretty good the first week, and then you fractured your L5.
Correct. So it's embarrassing talking about it, but actually thought I did it Olympic lifting, snatching, when I stepped off the platform and then pretty much fell to the ground. But later find out, my girlfriend was like, hey, you remember when you were at your brother's wedding and you went jumping from your back to your feet and you slipped and then fell straight on your back and you were in instant pain?
That might have been it.
That might have been what really actually caused it. So rapping and dancing.
So it was not Olympic lifting that hurt your back. It was some other
It added to it, but it was probably more the dancing,
Yeah, more the dancing. But
dancing does hurt.
Lesson learned. I guess I'm going to stop my dance-offs that I have on the weekends.
You should stop. It's not good for you.
So you fractured your L5 vertebra, which is the largest vertebra in your lower back.
Yep.
Right before your hips start, the lowest one, the biggest
one. Right close to that nice, beautiful SI joint.
Okay, so how did you manage that? I mean, how did you manage, like, coming back from that? What was the process there?
Pretty much went to the orthopedic, and he was like, you can attempt to keep working out. So I tried.
Yeah.
And it was miserable. So went, got a cortisone shot, and attempted to do a couple more weeks of the Open, and it just was not going where I wanted it to.
Yeah.
So then realized I should just pull out and say quitsies to that. And then took about 8 weeks off of absolutely nothing except just complete rest and then did some PT stuff. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm back.
You didn't get put in a back brace then?
Nope.
Luck out.
Slight fracture. Yeah. Nothing severe.
Yeah. Thanks. So it healed up in 2-3 months?
Yeah,
enough,
roughly.
Enough to start training semi-normal again?
Yep. And then I remember the first day I came back, actually hit a PR on back squat. So I was excited.
Damn.
You know,
I don't know if it's a good idea or not, but good job.
I know.
First day back. Let's max out.
It felt good. So I
haven't maxed in months. Your back is broken. I know, but I feel rested.
You know what's funny is, there's no such thing as overtraining, just under recovery. But there's been several times with me as well where I'll take off like a month or two from squatting at all due to, a knee injury or a hamstring issue or something like that. And then I'll do just jumps or pulls or something like that, come back, and then you hit a PR right off the bat. And
that's, yo!
What's up?
Oh, shit.
Special guest in the house.
He is in the
Matt
house.
Matt Baird. Oh, no.
He's home with his bright orange Southeast shirt on.
It is a bright shirt. A very bright shirt.
Oh, he brought me a coffee. You went to Dunkin' Donuts? Sweetheart.
Were you crushing Dunkin' Donuts?
Take it off. Take it off. Oh, God, it's so hot.
You look massive, by the way.
So, Matt Baird.
You don't want on the show?
And the future Mrs. Baird just arrived. Taylor Flynn.
How you doing? All
right. Good, you?
Sweet beard, dude.
Hop on, dude. He's got to get his vitamin D for recovery.
I smell like shit.
That's all right. Hop on the seat there.
I don't know if I can handle that.
You see how he just walked in? I didn't even invite him to, I'm like, I was like, kind of get in here. And he's like, putting on the headphones, like I'm doing podcast.
I thought you were here to swim.
I am.
This is Travis's show.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Take over.
He's going inside and pouting. Is he pouting?
No.
Is he a pouter?
So
he's getting deodorant.
So
he pouts sometimes.
He stinks.
A lot of times, like you take a break, and you end up coming back even stronger.
I guess that 3 months, dude.
I think if you train hard year after year after year, there's probably a good idea every once in a while just take a whole month off from something like that.
Rest does you good.
It's
everybody
amazing.
Should have rest. So whoever's listening to this, you should rest.
No, go rest right now.
Here's the truth.
Rest.
Most of you don't need to rest at all.
Yeah.
Most of you are not overtraining. I promise. If you're showing up and wadding for an hour, 3, 4, 5 times a week, you're probably pretty well rested. If you're
on your rest time, come up with an album.
Yeah. How many sessions a week were you doing leading up to
Travis
to regionals? Like the last 3 or 4 weeks? How many sessions per week?
Like this
week? Yeah. Maybe not this week because you're probably tapered back, but like 3 or 4 weeks ago, how many sessions per week were you doing? You doing 2 days?
Multiple days, and then I would end up doing probably 6 to 8 workouts in a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then just
on the weekend?
Just the weekend, Saturday, Sunday.
I don't even get that many sessions in an entire week.
So 6 to 8 on Saturday and Sunday.
Yep.
And then how many during the week?
Then Monday, Thursday off.
And scoot then, up.
Let's go, Matt. Come on.
Monday, Thursday off? Okay.
Yeah.
Just sit and listen for now.
That was like the softest I've ever heard you speak. You're like, I just want to listen. I'm just going to listen.
Is that
okay with you guys?
I just want
to listen. So 6 to 8 sessions over the weekend.
Yep. And then 1 or 2, probably 2 or 3. Between Tuesday and Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
And then back at it, coming in to regional.
Sweet.
Thanks
I'm
to
bad at
Max.
Math. How many sessions was that?
Good God.
Could be like 12.
Okay, so 12 sessions per week.
12 seems to be like for any athlete.
Probably,
that's 2 days most days of the week, really.
Yeah. Mixed with the some on the weekend,
It's funny because like if you look at like the most elite weightlifters and stuff like that, like the max sessions they're going to see is about 12 as well. So
he's not talking about you, Matt.
Matt did like 18.
Other weightlifters.
Matt worked out like 18 times a week.
Not Matt lifters. Not lactate Matt batteries.
Lactate Matt battery.
That's
hamstring intelligence.
Hashtag.
You came up with any new terms lately, dude?
Hamstring intelligence.
Hashtag
that's right,
Matt
hamstring
battery.
Intelligence.
All right, so Travis is coached by Max with OPT.
Great guy.
Awesome.
He is a great guy.
Solid dude.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
Have dinner with him a couple weeks ago. Maybe we'll try to get him on the show this weekend. And then Matt Barrett is with CJ Martin.
I am. Represent.
So, all right, I'm gonna let you guys.
Up.
You guys need to shit talk each other now. Go,
ready to go. Fist fight right now.
You know, it's so funny. Is
get closer to Mike, Matt.
Get
closer to Mike.
Your nose should be touching.
It's like he
your nose should literally be touching.
The difference in our sport is that, dude, I really don't think anyone shit talks anyone.
Except me and Matt Bear.
We're starting a trend, bro.
Travis is like, don't check my Facebook.
Yeah, well.
Travis been shit talking you all week and you didn't even see it.
He's got me blocked.
He's just talking shit. Well, dude, no, I'm serious. So it's like,
nobody does
it. You get down, right? And I mean, obviously, everyone's a competitor, right? Like I want to beat Travis. He wants to beat me. But like, it's not like I'm fucking here like a prize fight being like, oh, I can't sit next to this fucking guy. You know what I mean?
Who is this guy?
It doesn't matter, man. You know, I want to beat Travis just as much as I want to beat the guy that I train with every single day. Zach Anderson. It's just, dude, it's the nature. It's the nature of the freaking sport. There's 48 guys and there's 3 spots.
You just go as fast as you can. The chips fall where they may.
Yeah.
I sat next to Zaw. I'm calling him Zaw.
He's a fucking freak, dude. He is a freak.
We got on the plane.
What was he eating? Was he eating McDonald's?
He wasn't eating on the plane.
McDonald's?
No, he ate
Oreo balls.
You know what's funny is, I don't know if I should tell everybody this or not. But
you should say it.
I was sitting on a plane and I had the pretzels, and
dude, it's because
oh no,
oh my God, that was not what you were gonna say.
You what?
If he wasn't,
you that 1 ounce bag of pretzels they gave you on the plane.
I ate the Delta pretzels.
You're so inflamed.
I admit it. The whole time I was like, oh no,
your weekend, your weekend's ruined.
Crazy,
dude. If he wasn't eating, he had just eaten something atrocious. Like fucking
the guy next to you on the plane.
Yeah. So I ate my pretzels. I was like, I wonder. Because he hops on. He's got the Reebok Nanos. He's ginormous.
He's official.
He's a fucking dude.
He's wearing the Unbroken t-shirt.
He's massive.
He's a fucking monster human.
That guy's a CrossFitter for sure.
Yeah.
So he gets
They're
on.
Easy to spot in the airport.
He texts me. He was like, hey, what's that guy who's on Barbell Shrugged? And I was like, which one? You know, he's like, the dude with the blonde hair. And I was like, oh, Mike. He's like a little smaller. he didn't say that. I'm talking shit.
Unbelievable. I can't believe you didn't just recognize me right off the bat.
I know. You got like 70 likes and everything on
this. At least. 4-digit Twitter followers.
I've got friends.
Yeah.
People know me. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's funny. It's Shayna Alverson. Ended up sitting right in front of us on the plane. It was like we were all grouped together. We took up like 2 rows.
Where'd CTP sit? Where was he? Where was
Doug and CTP were right next to me.
Was he mile high and with one of the stewardesses?
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
He's like, I hadn't thought about that. Yeah. I should have been.
She was about 200 pounds. They made it work.
Yeah. They got some extra pretzels going on.
I was talking
on.
To somebody about that the other day. They said I won't tell who it is, but they said they were like, oh, yeah, I'm going to totally do the mile high. And then he figured out the mile high really doesn't exist because they got in the bathroom and it was just like you couldn't even move.
I can barely shit in there. And I'm not big. I'm just uncomfortable.
I believe it.
I'm just uncomfortable.
I feel like you could make it work if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Maybe not the 200-pound stewardess, but you could do it.
Look at Doug. He's like, you could make
I'm
it.
Like, I'm
physics,
it
could physics, it could physics says it could work.
You gotta go in the right direction. Whoa. Whoa. I thought this out.
Have you tried this?
Whoa. I've not tried it. I really want
That's
to,
aggressive.
Though.
Aggressive.
I think my older brother's gotten close, though.
So that's the thing. Is like, I don't know anyone who's done it. They talk about doing it, or they tried it, or, you know, they always get thwarted.
Maybe that
somehow.
Should be the next podcast, finding someone that has.
So what is the...
What's your most notable accomplishment?
What is the top five today?
Bang girl on a Delta flight?
If somebody really pulled that off in the bathroom of a commercial airliner, please tweet me at Michael Bledsoe. Tweet it to me, and we'll figure this out.
Especially we will get you female. On the podcast.
Especially if you're married Mike and wants you to didn't know you. Your wife. Yeah.
What was the... I kind of barged in. What was the topic of today's show?
My rapping skills.
Of Travis's
rapping?
Show, you mean?
Yeah, Travis's show.
Are you a lyricist?
This dude, he kicked us
he
off
was
with
rapping
rap.
When we started.
We started off with Eminem.
Oh my God. You rap a little bit too?
Well,
we battling?
Listen.
Rap
listen.
Battle.
I don't
right.
know if I'm comfortable enough to
freestyle.
Just let it go over, you know.
You got to do it now.
Dude, I can't handle it. I'll freak out.
This is your jam. You need pressure. You operate really well under pressure.
You know, dude, listen.
I thought Travis was Eminem, but I think you're Eminem.
Be as it may, I've got a lot going on in my mind right now, and I'm bound to come out with something gay or something like that. You know, like, talking about touching the penis or something.
It just freaks
I'm
out.
I'm scared to rap right now.
Dang. I feel like I just got some insight into how you think.
Little
a lot 40, of gay thoughts going around
slit,
in there.
Little Freudian slip.
Anytime.
Shout out to my gays.
Anytime he gets nervous, he just goes gay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about
that? What does that mean?
How do you feel about that, Taylor?
That's what
future Mrs. Baird.
That's what happens. I just get nervous and I go gay.
I just
get no comment.
Watch out tomorrow.
Watch out!
It can get weird.
Sunday's gonna be awkward.
So yeah, what was the
talking
topic?
To your microphone?
What was the Jeez. topic of today's
do we,
show?
Do we even have a topic?
Are we just freestyling?
Well, we were talking about Travis. We were going over his history as an athlete.
And freestyling,
super accomplished, man. Super accomplished.
He had broken his back, and we were talking about how he was coming back from that right when you walked out.
Yeah, dude. That was so. Yeah, I knew that. You know, I had never really met Travis. But obviously saw him winning like every fucking local comp, and then all of a sudden last year you were like gone.
I disappeared.
Yeah, and I was like, whoa, fucking Houdini over here.
Well, because you had some back problems too when you hurt your QL.
Oh yeah you ripped your muscle
in fucking half.
You couldn't deadlift for a long time.
In fucking half.
Dude.
Yeah. It took me 2 years. To
Maybe
get
we're
my
gonna
back
we're gonna have to start rapping about that.
Yeah.
The back injuries.
Well, we'll smoke a blunt or two and fucking hit it. We'll do it.
As long as nothing gay comes out of
we'll
it,
do
I'll
do
be
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Travis is like, I don't know if I want to hang out with you all alone.
Matt's gonna get stressed out. Next thing you know, he's gonna get gay on me.
No, it's not like I always have. You know, you're rapping and you're just gay. But it's like, dude, you're just trying. You're thinking ahead of the moment, and you know you might try and like. Slip and all of a sudden you're like dick and you're like, whoa, dude, I didn't mean to say dick, like, sorry bro, I didn't mean to fucking come out, you know,
it just came
dick,
out
you know?
My dick just came out,
you know what I mean, like, you know, I just was trying to figure out what the fuck rhyme with slip real quick and dick came out and you know
it doesn't even rhyme.
Slip and dick, maybe doesn't it?
It does if you're Eminem, dude. You can make that rhyme,
dude.
Yeah, rappers
high level rapping,
you just gotta make up words if you can't figure out what to rhyme
or
with.
Chicken dick, whatever you want to
yeah,
go
that
with.
Rhymes too.
I'm trying to prove a point here that I'm not purposely trying to go gay here. What I'm saying is in the fucking
not on
heat,
purpose. It's happening,
in the heat
but
of the moment in the heat of the moment.
He
when
might
you're
turn
trying
slightly
to, when
gay.
You're trying to search, you know, your vernacular for the proper term, sometimes you might say some shit you didn't want to say.
Like,
right?
like hamstring intelligence.
Well, you know, tissues. I mean, dude, seriously, tissues get smart, right? The more you,
yeah.
If you snatch enough, you've got.
Is your brain a muscle?
Yeah. Of course it is.
We've been asking a lot of we have been asking a lot of people that question lately, and everyone says yes.
That was the best answer I've ever heard. Yeah, of course I am.
I'm a meathead, dude. You know? I'm literally down here to lift weight for time and reps. If you don't think that I'm a meathead, you need to fucking check where you're at. You know what I'm saying? You're literally about to go watch 4,000 people cheer on 50 meatheads.
If you're arguing with people telling them, I am definitely a meathead, then you're a meathead.
Yeah.
Most people argue against it. They're like, but don't call me that. That's kind of rude.
I didn't say I wasn't kind of smart.
I take it as a compliment when people call me a meathead.
Yeah, dude. You know?
Huh. Embrace it.
Yeah.
I feel like the meatheads are like the guys that are at the gym down the street that only with do strongman and powerlifting.
Dude, with the sunglasses on?
You're a fucking meathead.
You're a meathead if you get the lunk alarm pulled on you.
What's the lunk alarm?
You don't know what the lunk alarm is?
No.
We got one of Faction now, dude.
Oh, like 24-hour fitness?
That's right. If you grunt or spill the chalk, you're out.
Or if you drop your weight.
The siren goes off. No, it's a plan of fitness. Like
it's my whole fucking game.
If you do something that intimidates anyone, you're basically, you're in trouble. You got to go sit in the corner.
You're out. You're done.
I've never been to a Planet Fitness, but nah. I've heard about it.
You get kicked out for everything.
Shayna Alverson used to work there. We found out all the details.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, she said she worked there, and it was funny because anytime anyone started doing anything that would work, they would tell them to stop.
You're getting results. Stop right now.
All right. Actually, you know what? We get a lot of questions about back injuries and how to come back from that. Since both of you guys have had a back injury before and come back from that, and now you're both high-level competitors, maybe individually tell us kind of like what that progression was like what kind of stuff you started doing again and how you got back to like where you're at today after having a serious injury.
Heavy back squats.
Well, you 1RM'd your very first day back. Did you 1RM your very first day back?
Dude, no,
you couldn't
man.
Do shit for a long
dude,
time.
I couldn't do shit for like 86 days.
86 days.
Damn.
Like, are you marking them off on the calendar?
Honestly, yeah. Yeah. To be serious, it made me realize how important like fitness is, and how important at this point in my life competitive CrossFit was, right? Because we can all play the oh yeah man, like, you know, I just fucking do CrossFit and like I'm pretty good at it, and like I really don't care about it, and it's like, fucking get hurt, dude, and don't do shit for 80 days and fucking tell me that shit doesn't matter to you.
You care about it.
The shit matters a whole lot, man. And dude, really what it was, I told you, I contacted Bill Starr, right? And he gave me that fucking antiquated rehab program where he was like, you need to start with the bear bar and do 75 deadlifts with the bear bar. And then I worked up. But, dude,
right now Googling bear bar. What's the bear bar? Is it bear bar? What's the bear bar? Do I need a bear bar?
Yeah.
Bear bar.
What's the bear bar? Right.
It makes noises.
A lot of it, you know, and that's great that Travis PR'd his first day back, but, like, dude.
That's luck.
Bro, I
do not go try that.
Dude, I had a low deadlift at, like, 430, and then I tore it, not doing a 1RM, but tore it, and then it essentially took 2 years for me to even either have the mental like toughness to deadlift over 400 again, or just like the strength to do it, or my back to be like,
yeah, I can imagine if you tear muscles in your back and then
that hurts.
Like to go for a heavy deadlift after that has got to be extremely intimidating.
It scared the shit out of me, man. Yeah. It scared the shit out of me. And I'll tell you right now, in 2011. You know, I was doing pretty well at regionals, and literally I had like one finish outside the top six, and that was because of that deadlift fly that we're about to do on Saturday. I'm going to fuck that thing up, dude. I am so fucking excited about it. I'm saying it right now. I'm going to fuck that workout up. Dude, that workout, dude, honestly, man, it's like poetic. And who knows, man, anything could happen with that workout. I could finish 33rd again. But I was very, very happy to see that come up.
Get to redeem yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Man. Yeah. Yeah. It's and maybe if I don't redeem myself, at least it's an opportunity at redemption, right? That's all you can ask for. Right?
Just went limp. It's like, I'm limp. It's like, what do I do?
It's like that's really all you can ask for, right? Is if something defeats you like that, you know?
Got to conquer it.
Yeah, man. Like you get another opportunity at it. And you know, and if I do poorly at it again, at least I know that I'll go in with the mental toughness to attack it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I, you know, Travis, he came back from his back injury and with a 1 rep max and a new PR.
Yeah,
you came back from yours taking a very conservative approach.
Honestly, that's where I fell in love with Olympic lifting, right? That's where I met John Coffey and started working out with him.
Probably doing pulls
a lot of reverse
technical hypers, way.
A lot of work from the hang, a lot of work from the blocks. And it actually changed my perception or my perspective on how to strength train. And, you know, I'd say my entire strength program now is built around Olympic lifting. Because of that.
Talking about back injuries and how to come back from them reminds me of a time we were sitting, and I think I want to say we were having breakfast with Louis Simmons.
Oh, I think Columbus, God, Ohio. Fucking, yeah. Here we go. Here we fucking go.
Name dropping.
Fucking, that's it.
I think we were having breakfast. Who's that guy?
I don't remember.
Who's this guy?
The guy, Louis Simmons? Yeah, we were having breakfast at Denny's. We were eating pancakes.
No, it was
Louis asked me out. I can't remember.
Yeah, I mean, Louis bought me breakfast and all, but whatever. we were talking about back injuries and coming back from them then, and I guess he had fractured his back at some point.
Fucking broke his back. They said he would never lift.
Yeah, they were like, you're not going to lift
fractured,
again.
He broke it.
Yeah.
Like, no, it wasn't like a fucking hairline fracture in his fucking, one of his vertebrae.
It was a lactate mineral bone density fracture.
He tore it up
pretty good.
Yeah, he fucking broke it. Like, he literally was almost paralyzed, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I think he messed it up pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay.
He fucked up, Doug. Smug bastard.
Jeez.
But for him, like, he didn't take time off. It's funny just because of how different people approach it. You just took off time, did some PT shit, and then hit it hard. You kind of took the much more conservative approach over time, but I guess the next day he was jumping onto a 2x4. It was like he was jumping on something that high, and then he worked till he got a little bit higher, and then he did the bare bar and something
hamstring
like that.
Hamstring intelligence.
He was building up hamstring intelligence for sure.
He was developing.
But yeah, there's definitely different ways to approach it. I mean, I would advise that you would probably want to go to a physical therapist and probably do that for a little while, and then. I do like the maybe 75 deadlifts with just a bare bar. I mean, I think
it was weird, dude.
That's a bear, man.
It was like
with the bear bar.
It was weird. We're gonna come out, progress 5 kilos every day.
Rogue,
you should make a
make a bear bar for us.
Oh my god!
It'll be the Barbell Shrug Bear Bar.
That's a good name.
You're getting a little sun over there, Mike. You're not.
Yeah,
you're
dude, that sun's hitting. It's
that
getting
complexion,
hot.
The complexion of yours isn't very conducive to tan.
Should we take a break?
It's going to happen. Yeah, let's take a break.
Take a little break.
When we come back,
we're going to swim.
We're going
to. Yeah, we'll be in the pool.
We're going to take
Travis
all this podcast equipment in the pool.
I'm going to splash, Matt.
You're going to splash, Matt? Is that a gay thing?
I'm going to fucking pick Mike up and throw him in the pool when I am that little guy.
Me and Mike are going to put Travis and Matt on our shoulders. We're going to chicken fight.
Quad one.
That'll be the
Quad
intro
one.
Of the show.
Quad
this week
one.
On Barbell Shrugged, we chicken fight with Matt and Travis.
And we get hurt.
Perfect.
And we're fucking furious.
Why do those two guys not
right.
make it?
Uh-oh.
No! Justin Metz in the house.
Justin Metz.
Is that a neighbor?
Dang, man.
Is that a neighbor?
He's got the movie. He's coming here to narrate my life.
Is that James Chaney's long lost brother?
It kind of is.
Holy shit!
Every time I see Justin, he looks different.
Why are you staying out there?
Why don't you come in?
Why don't you
come
creeping on us?
You can come in, bro. Yeah.
Come on, this is way too heavy, dude. For me to move.
All right, let's take a break.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll be talking with Justin Metz.
Justin Metz,
maybe
James Chaney.
Maybe.
Hey guys, this is Rich Froning, and you're listening to Barbell Shrugged. For the video version, go to fitter.tv.
14, 13, 12.
All right. Mike Bletz over here with Doug Larson and our guests, Travis Mayer and Matt Baird, here at the Southeast Regional.
We're here.
Night before. So it's Thursday night. We're going to kick it off at around 8 o'clock in the morning.
Not us.
Yeah, you guys don't
we don't start till like 12:45.
Yeah.
Y'all go afternoon, but do you have to be there
be
early
there.
In the day?
Yes, you do.
For the meeting? Wait, are you going to go back home and then?
Fuck yes.
I'm going to go check in, then go back.
Okay, so you're not gonna watch and dwell on.
I'm gonna go sleep.
I'm not gonna walk around for 4 hours wondering what the fuck I'm gonna do with Jackie. I'm just gonna go back home. Oh God.
Oh, here we get lots of questions about what to eat on competition day. What do you guys eat on competition day?
Dude, change it up, man.
We're switching
it
up.
Keep it the same.
Keep it just like a fucking normal training.
Oh, I thought you were talking
cookie
to me.
Cake.
I was like, I'm changing it up.
Well, that's the thing is like you want to practice how you're gonna compete. But, like, what do you do at home, too? Like, you don't change it, but what is it that you're not changing?
Cookie cake every day.
You eat cake?
I eat a piece of cookie cake every night.
Cookie cake?
Every night.
Cookie cake every night.
Legit a piece of cookie cake every night.
No one knows if you're serious. We're all like, oh, yeah.
No, this is dead serious.
I don't know anyone that eats cookie cake.
I do. A lot.
Well, now I do. I know you.
It's great. I don't eat it every day, but I should. I should.
Hey, Max said it was okay.
So you guys are bringing your own meals to this, then?
Yeah,
I know it's catered, but you're bringing your own meals anyway.
I'm gonna be hitting up like A little bit of fucking applesauce and some fucking sweet potato puree and some fucking chicken between events. Probably some rice too.
Possibly.
Yeah. Like definitely after event four, I'll eat some rice.
I was talking to Shana about that. She's like, "What should I eat between?" I was like, "Maybe get like some sweet potato baby food and some applesauce."
Yeah.
Deli meat.
And she was like, "Baby food, ew." I was like, "All right, pureed sweet potato." She's like, "Okay,
that sounds really good." That's what it is.
As long as I don't call it baby food,
honestly, the only difference between Friday, Saturday, and Sunday meal wise and this regular training days is that I might eat just a little bit less. You know what I mean?
At the competition?
Yeah. Just a little bit less. You want your GI tract a little fucking empty.
That's so you eat less food overall, but are you more carb heavy?
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Yeah?
Fuck yeah.
Although,
I'm super carb heavy anyway.
Are you?
Yeah.
You got super high volume training. You train twice a day most days?
Twice a day, every day, from August until the middle of the open, and then we do it.
Matt's having a stroke right
then,
now.
Well, no. It's weird, man. Because when you say train twice a day, like some days I might train five times, but the sessions are like, you know, every minute on the minute snatch for 20 minutes from 155 to 275, and that's a session.
Right.
You know what I mean? And then rest.
He blows past my PR on my snatch.
And then rest. You know what I mean?
All of us, yeah.
And then go back squat later. You know what I mean? So like what Travis gets done in maybe two sessions a day, I might get done in five.
And I thought you were going to say one. I was like, oh.
I was about to say, the trash talking has started.
No, that's right. And that's just, dude, so CJ just figured out with me, man, like I don't really like to work. I don't really like to work hard. I don't like to work. Like I just don't respond really well to working past like an hour or so. All my sessions are, you know, 15 to 30 minutes, if that, and then we rest and we fuel and we go again. So we train all day.
Your normal training day is kind of like a competition. You do a short block. And then you take a break, and then you do a short block, and then you take a break, and then you do a short block.
Yeah.
He just figured that out. He's like, oh my God.
So the weeks leading up to regionals after the open, we were training, you know, I'd wake up at 6 a.m. and go in and loosen up for 20 minutes, do some sort of either interval work or recovery work, and then lift, either snatch or clean and jerk, you know what I mean, for reps or for load. And then do some sort of conditioning tester or some sort of gymnastics.
What about reps and load?
Both, yeah. Sometimes. And then, like, yeah.
Together?
Yeah.
And, at the same time?
Yeah, and then, like, later in the day, we do some sort of tester, right? And then do some skill work and some gymnastics work or a gymnastics tester. And then we do some more strength work. And then we test again. And then maybe rest and test again.
What would be considered a gymnastics tester?
You know, you could do, like, three rounds of, like, you know, 20 toes to bar, 30 pistols, 50 double unders. You know, we did one where it was like 20 unbroken bar muscle ups, 30 toes to bar, or 30 pistols.
20 unbroken bar muscle ups.
Love it. 240 on that one. 20 unbroken bar muscle ups, 30 pistols, 40 toes to bar. Unbroken.
Wow. Yeah.
Can you do that, Travis?
Of course he can. He's a fucking freak, dude. Let me tell you something. There is nothing, and I don't give a shit who it is. There is nothing in any one of these competitors' training that any one of the other guys couldn't do. No one's doing anything special, buddy. It's true. It really is true.
20's a lot.
It's taken me a minute to realize that individualized training is super important, and you got to find a coach that knows you and knows the type of athlete you are and can program for you. And I'm sure Max does a great job of that, as evidenced through Travis's success, right? And CJ's done, you know, I think a decent job for me. And
how often do you talk to him?
CJ?
Yeah.
Every day.
Every single day?
Yeah.
How often do you talk to Max?
Every day.
Every day?
Yeah.
How often do you talk to Shana? He's like
once a month.
Once every 2 weeks.
He's like, once she pays me. When her fucking check clears.
I will say this, like, it depends. I mean, if you're about to go to the games and it's, you know, the 2-3 months leading up to the big competition, yeah, your communication is gonna be really wide open all the time. You know, you gotta hear back how the morning session went just to see if they're gonna train that afternoon or something like that. So yeah, I mean, I communicate with Shana quite a bit and
twice a week.
Yeah.
She gets the shaft. She's in the kitchen cooking food.
And competing. And fucking competing. And Mike expects her to win.
Y'all do talk pretty often, but, or at least text pretty often.
Probably every day.
Get a little bit of feedback every day.
We talk about every day.
I feel like you need to.
But
yeah. you need to stay in contact every day.
If you have an athlete that's not, you know, approaching regionals and stuff like that, like once every 2 weeks, once a month, email, you know, email is good, and then like get on the phone once a month. I think that's perfectly fine. But if once it gets, you know, the few months leading up to the competitions, then that's when you got, because you probably didn't talk to like CJ every day like 6 months ago.
No. 365 days a year.
We talk.
If that's the case, that's just because you're a basket case. we gotta mitigate this guy.
I would say that you know, I at least talk to him once or twice a week through text throughout the year, and unless he just wants to know, like, hey, let me know how this went, and then obviously. The closer we get to competition, like you said.
Right? She was in the car this whole time waiting for you.
So anyway.
We're busy. We're busy.
No, but, you know,
we
it's
have
weird.
Stuff to talk about.
Dude, it's weird. I was serious what I said about volume, in the sense that, like, I don't think anyone's doing more. Like, you can't say, like, Travis or me or the next guy is training harder than the next person. We're all fucking, dude, we're all training as hard as my body, his body, that dude's
as hard as
body.
Your body can go.
Yeah, man. And like that's where the merits of that coaching is found, right? And that idea that, like, you know, Max figured out that Travis likes, you know, this amount of time and for two sessions a day, and he figures that that's what gives him the best result. And in the same sense, you know, Zach and I, we do 3 to 5 a day, and it's probably, and if, but if you looked at it over the course of an hour thing, I guarantee it's
probably the same.
Yeah, dude, it's like the same shit.
Do you guys think really focusing on your strengths is the better strategy, or focusing on your goats, your weaknesses?
I know that OPT has a pretty candid theory about that, in the sense that he calls it essence of athlete, and that if you take an athlete out of their essence area too much and focus on their weaknesses, that they won't even be good at what they're good at anymore. So it's more of one of those things where you kind of, oh, he's a great, you know, this guy's a great lifter, so we make him lift and practice movement. Oh, and this guy's a great, you know, metabolic athlete, and we kind of drill that. And obviously each coach is going to have a built-in template of what they believe is important, right? But I think that it's a fine line, and I honestly think that that's up to the coach, man. You know, I think a lot of athletes focus too much on their weaknesses, and they never.
And then you just don't even enjoy it.
Yeah, because, dude, the thing about weaknesses is, like, if I'm a bad runner, right? And so I will never be able to beat him in a 5K. It's just not going to fucking happen. So if I spend all my fucking time trying to catch him in a 5K, guess what? All the shit I'm good at, I'm no longer going to be good at, because I spent all my fucking time trying to beat him in a fucking race. So rather than trying to make me a great runner, just don't make me a bad runner, right? Let's make sure that I go from being a runner that would lose an event because of a race to not losing the event, to getting middle of the pack,
yeah,
you know?
Top
10. Top 10, right? And then let's make sure that the shit that I'm good at, we're fucking good at. Let's make sure that shit, we win the event, right?
I totally agree with that. I was talking to Brandon Slay, who is an Olympic gold medalist in wrestling, and he said his coach told him to spend 75% of his time on his strengths, the things he was really good at, 20% of his time on things he was kind of good at, and only 5% of the time on things that he just wasn't ever going to be good at.
Right.
That just focus on your strengths, and you can get first place in those events and then just kind of survive the other events.
Yeah, man. And it's you can look at it as an athlete and be like, oh, your ego's involved, and be like, man, you know, fuck that. I'm going to win that fucking race. And it's like, dude, no, you're not. You're not gonna.
You won't.
You know what I mean? Like, this guy doesn't run at all, and he's fucking 16-minute 5K, and you're over here running every day, running fucking 22 minutes. Like, buddy, this shit ain't gonna work.
I would never be able to beat you.
Yeah. So,
and that's like the same thing. If you put me in Olympic lifting, you know, I'm not gonna spend all day just doing that, because this guy's like 30 pounds on a snatch, 40 pounds heavier than me, and there's just no way I'm gonna catch that.
And not even just to, like, you know, how much experience you've had in those things, but like Matt's got the build of a weightlifter, and you have the build
of a runner.
Of a runner, so like
a really fucking muscular runner.
He's like a
really fucking like muscular runner.
A muscular
gazelle.
I don't know
how many ultra dudes that are rolling with fucking tin packs. But anyway, listen, my fucking fiance is gonna fucking kill me, regardless of how I do in this event this weekend. So I gotta go. But
all right, man.
Oh, all right, man.
Tomorrow morning. All right,
sounds good.
I will see you in the morning.
Thanks for the time, guys. That's always fun. Love you guys.
See you, brother.
Man.
What happened to Mets?
Yeah, I don't know.
Where'd our movie producer go? We're making a movie.
He doesn't have his camera.
If we're judging by the enormous camera he brought out here.
Oh, it's right. Oh, the camera is unmanned.
Take it. It's only $199 if anybody needs it.
Yeah, we could sell
shoulder
that.
Shoulder support, the, everything.
I think the shoulder thing and the screen and all that stuff is $199. I think the camera itself is probably like $800.
$22.99.
Yeah, talking about, I think we already went over that, though. The appropriate volume for athletes. I think that's like the most important part of like individualized programming.
Yeah.
Is just, especially in a sport where athlete. High volume is necessary. And you can't just throw an athlete into a high volume program and just expect them to survive or not make it, you know, make it or not make it. Mm-hmm. You know, you got to find what that appropriate volume is for that athlete. That's kind of like my approach to coaching people is like, find out what's appropriate for them and then build from there.
Yeah.
Progression most of the year. And then you got to throw them in the water, you know, a few months leading up to the competition and see if they swim.
Is that kind of how Max programs? I mean, he chimed in. Matt chimed in and said that, you know, focusing on strengths is a good idea. Is that kind of their same philosophy?
Yeah,
you know?
Kind of. For me personally, though, I like to hit things a lot that I'm really bad at because I want to be good at them. And I know I'll still always be a decent runner, even if I don't run. Like, I can't even remember the last time I ran. Like, it just I don't run often. But I really need to be decent at a lot of overhead work that I really struggle in. Because my scapula and everything's just horrible. So pretty much for me personally, I have to do a lot of jerk work, snatch, tall snatch, things like that that are going to benefit more for me. They're coming. They're coming.
They found us.
So are you a track athlete or something? What's your background there?
Raced motocross for about 8 years, then track, cross country, basketball. A little bit of baseball when I was a kid. That was pretty much it. Motocross was the main thing.
I can see you playing some baseball.
Yeah, until we started that fast pitch league, I was like, screw this, man. I don't want to get hit.
Look this. It's not on the tee anymore.
So then I hopped on two wheels and hit the ground at like 60 miles an hour. Yeah. So I figured that was a little better.
There you go.
Safer, for sure.
Yeah. Wake up in the hospital. Yeah. Not know where you're at.
Damn.
Couple concussions.
Yeah. It's like Travis Pastrana's had like 35 knee surgeries or something like that. He's had an insane amount of surgeries.
Yeah.
But he's still doing a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
He's that still awesome.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
At everything.
So what got you into CrossFit?
We got Mets on the mic. Give me a cool movie voice. You're going to narrate my life soon. We talked about this.
Yeah.
Introduce yourself in a sweet way.
Mets was a DJ in a past life. Do you still do any DJing?
I DJ garage games.
Speak up. How do you not
your nose needs to be touching the mic right now.
Travis, teach me how to do it.
Come on. I need a hot mic.
When was the last time a guy put his hand on the back of your head and pulled it forward?
Oh, jeez.
The podcast has taken a turn.
That's right.
It's just not,
Kids are in the car. Just don't.
A lot of people don't listen to our show with the kids in the car. That's for sure.
Yeah.
A lot of people do, though.
The kids are going to be fucked up.
Keep the PG-13.
I guess that's the
Is this file supposed to be labeled 60? Because we did 60 last week.
Good night, everybody.
Okay. What got you into CrossFit? How did you find CrossFit, Travis?
I was a personal trainer, and one of my buddies actually, Kemp, was like, hey, check out some of these videos of actually Chris Spieler doing some workouts.
Yeah.
And I was like, and I saw him doing Fran. I was like, oh, that looks awesome. So for some reason, I don't know why, we thought the RX weight was 115.
Nice.
Which was, of course, a bad idea. And then I pretty much did strict pull-ups the whole time. Threw up everywhere as soon as I got done.
Nice.
Yeah.
Fell in love.
Two and a half minutes, right?
Like seven.
Seven. Wow, man. That's a great initial Fran time. If someone does Fran for the first time, does dead hang pull-ups and does it in 7 minutes, you might want to compete.
That's,
really?
That's why I'm competing.
Yeah. Fuck me in the face.
In the face. Yeah. Some guys think that heavier stuff isn't quite as bad. Like since you can go so much faster,
it's worse.
It's worse.
It's like I'd rather do 135 pound thrusters than 95 pound thrusters.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like I remember, I forget who told me this. They said the worst workout they ever did was run 400, row 500, one round.
That's it.
Yeah. Because you can go fucking super hard and go fast the whole time. You have to go fast the whole time. That's like a 2-minute workout.
I'm going
to
say a 3-minute row.
The 500-meter repeats. The like 5x500s. Like you have like 3 minutes rest after each one.
I just nasty.
Those are the worst. Just enough time to
100-meter sprints are pretty bad.
Actually, do you? I know McGoldrick does this a lot since he gets trained by James. Or does James do his programming or is it somebody else?
James does
his.
James does Mike.
James O.P.T. Fitzgerald.
That's right.
What's up? So he does a lot of like 30 on, 30 off for like 30 rounds on the Airdyne, that's got to just be nasty.
Yes, I do a lot of that.
You do a lot of that?
Airdyne.
You got the fine
running.
Dining shirt on?
I do. Fine dining.
Fine dining, Airdyne.
So you do, OPT.
You do a lot of Airdyne with OPT?
Or with Max? Probably not as much as Mike does. I don't think I do nearly as much. I do a lot more on the rower and running, probably more with that.
Why
every
is
minute
that?
On the minute. I don't know.
Is there a reason question? For it?
Ask Max.
Ask Max.
He's not here.
I don't ask questions. I'm just the athlete.
Max, why do I do that?
Why do I do that?
I don't know, but whatever it's doing, it's all working.
Yeah, I think that's probably, as an athlete, that's the best approach is like, all right, I'll just do whatever you say.
Coach,
that's pretty much how
it is. When you start questioning, that's when you stop believing, and that's when you stop training as hard. You know what I mean? You just got to trust the program, put the work in, you know.
Because I know, like, the first few months I started with him, I was like, seriously, this is what we're doing? This is stupid.
Yeah.
And then after that, he pretty much, like, destroyed me, and then I love it.
I think
that was about when I got up there too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It takes like 4 to 8 weeks to kind of figure the athlete out, like kind of where they stand, you know, what they can handle, what they're good at, what they're bad at. I mean, you can set them up with a bunch of testers, but you still, until you see them train week after week, you really don't, you know, have an idea of like exactly where they're at.
Yeah.
First tester he had you do, then I think the first day we were up there, 50 handstand push-ups.
Strict handstand push-up.
Yeah.
Miserable.
Yeah.
I beat you at that, by the way.
Yeah. took me like 7 minutes.
Wreck sore traps.
He wins
next
the game. Be like, yeah. I beat him that time at the handstand pushups.
But now I've got it down to like, I think it's like 2.5.
Yeah.
That's way better. So, like,
how do you break that up?
Now?
50.
Yeah.
Usually like close to 20, and then however I feel after that.
Boy.
What event this weekend are you looking forward to the least?
The least?
Yeah. Which event are you like, you know, if they just left that out, I'd be cool.
Probably the deadlift box jump because my lower back.
Yeah.
I just don't want him to seize up. That hundreds is pretty brutal, though. I did that, what was it, a week and a half ago?
Yeah.
It was rough. The dumbbell snatch is where it's going to be one.
It's going to be rough, but is that something that you're better at, though?
Yeah. I usually like the longer workouts. I love pistols, love wall balls.
Yeah.
Chest bar pull-ups aren't that bad, so.
It'll hurt, but you'll place high.
Yeah. And then the dumbbell snatch is where it's just going to come down to.
I think so. I think there's going to be a lot of like standing around and staring at it, and then you're motivational.
You have to look around
and try to keep up with people around you.
Don't
stay ahead of them. Yeah.
Just look straight ahead. Just go.
Which one do you like the most? What's your
Jackie.
Favorite? Jackie.
Bring it on.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like, I'm hoping 505.
Really?
That's what I'm shooting for.
That'd be smoking fast, man.
I busted out a 518.
Oh, really?
The other week. And
nice.
Got a little too comfortable on the row. Should have picked up the pace a little more. But then I did 15 and 15 on the pull-ups instead of all 30.
That's a tough one to pace.
Eric told me about it. You got a little bit too comfortable at a 130 pace for 1,000 meters.
Yeah. Very uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Sounds comfortable.
It's very comfortable.
No way, man. So McGoldrick, he asked me not. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about his training.
I spontaneously raced McGoldrick at 1,000-meter row a couple of years ago. He was like, I was just walking around coaching class, and he was like, you want to race 1,000? I was like, no.
Yeah, maybe I do.
Yeah, I do. And then I didn't even barely warm up. I was like one of the most tired I've ever been. Like, Fran Lung, that shit wrecked me.
That's what hurts, man. Yeah. If you don't warm up, you hop on a rower that and all out, and that just hurts.
Row.
I think I did 100% the other day of it was like row 350, 25 thrusters with a bar, and then 15 pull-ups.
Yeah.
And I didn't really warm up. Oh, my God, I threw up everywhere when I got done. And because I ate steak right before, so that could be why. But
you just wasted that steak,
right,
dude.
But then we had it at my girlfriend's parents' house right after, so it's okay. So you got, like, double the steak. It works out.
So what was the main thing that kind of prompted you to decide to get individualized programming from Max? Like, everyone kind of goes through a very similar progression where they you know, they do Fran and they love CrossFit, and then they do it like the regular WODs for a while, and then they decide, wow, this really isn't working as well as it used to work, and then they get a coach, and then like,
yeah, kind of ever
how did that go for you?
Ever since I kind of got into it, I realized this is what I wanted to do. So one of the guys, Wes Harper from the garage, actually started programming for me pretty soon, like right when I got into it. Like, I worked out with a class probably a month maybe, and then after that, it's been like personal programming ever since I've been into CrossFit.
Oh, wow.
So then after I worked with Wes, I went straight to Nate Trader. Worked with him for about 6 to 8 months. And then I knew Nate used OPT for a while. And I was like, all right. And he's, of course, a Viking. So the guy's incredibly good.
Yeah.
So I realized I wanted to talk to Max at OPT. And I knew a couple people that moved out there to do work with him. And they've gotten a lot better. So I was like, hey, let's see what this guy's all about. And then did a few testing workouts with him. And pretty much the rest is history.
Do you have any training partners? Or do you train?
Train by myself every day.
How's that mentally?
Good. Because then it makes you push yourself even harder when you get around a lot of people. So if you're able to push yourself mentally by yourself, then you're good when
even
you can get around
in competition.
Yeah. So everybody's like, ah, I hate training by myself. But if you get good training by yourself, then what do you have to worry about when you're with people?
Yeah.
You push yourself even more.
Your accountability is to the coach, too. I mean, you got to report back every day, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Report back the results.
Yeah. I'm going to have to go here and say it.
Cool.
I got 10 minutes to get back to my hotel.
Do you? All right. Well, let's just go ahead and call it then. I don't want you to have to walk off without us doing like a proper sign off.
Proper. Do I need to rap as we sign off?
I would love it.
I want to let you.
Are you sure it's not the cops coming in the background?
They've already came.
Do you have any? Do you have any sponsors or anything you want to promote real quick?
Wildlife, OPT. Let's go, guys. Let's see.
What is Wildlife?
Clothing company.
So what? Clothing company.
Yeah.
Okay.
See, Killcliff helps out a good bit. Parents, God, girlfriend. You know, couldn't do it without coaches, Max, and all you guys for helping me out. You know what I'm saying? It's good support.
Yeah.
Hopefully I didn't leave any other sponsors off.
There you go.
If I did, I'm sorry.
What's that?
Just drop him.
Progenics doesn't sponsor me. They should. Take it off the table. Take it off the table.
But they do sponsor us.
They do sponsor Faction.
They're going to get promoted.
There you go, Progenics.
Look, now you're going to get some more free stuff. Just for that advertising right there.
I do like free stuff. What's the deal with Progenics, Mike?
All right.
If you
I'm
want
signing
advice,
off, bro. Thanks, God.
All right, man.
Guys.
See you,
later, Travis. Yeah. We can keep going. He got his plugs in.
I'll see you, bro.
What are you doing? Later, Hums. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you. I'll see you guys in the morning.
Thanks for coming on.
All right, no problem.
Hey, Justin, so what are you doing here this weekend? You got that fancy camera.
You do have a very fancy camera.
It's not fancy.
It's all that stuff out in front of the lens, man. Yeah. It just makes it look very sophisticated.
It's just all the extra crap. I just got it down here. I was actually just looking for something to shoulder mount because I'm really weak, and I don't like holding the camera up.
I get tired easy.
Yeah, it makes my shoulders sore. So
are you just a weightlifter now?
For right now.
That's all I'm seeing online is
weightlifting.
That's right.
Yeah. Just for right now.
See, weight overhead.
Yeah, quest to 275k.blogspot.com. That's my total that I'm trying to get to. When I get to that, I'm actually going to call up Max and make a go at regionals next year.
Oh, wow. Nice.
So that's the plan.
I like that. I like that whole having like a strength goal first, you know, meet that.
Are you parked right in
the car? Oh, absolutely.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Really just blocking the whole driveway?
Yeah. I tried to actually park on top of the car, but it wouldn't work.
All right. Matt's just blocking him in. We'll shut down the show without y'all.
Car block.
Unless Shana wants on. We can just keep this going forever.
You want to have a seat?
You with the purple hair. The unicorn.
Left shit cooking on the stove. Oh, well.
I will shut it down.
All right, guys. Doug, got anything you want to promote?
I do. We have a couple weightlifting seminars coming out here pretty soon. Zach Critch's seminar should be out towards the end of the month. And we just filmed another seminar with Justin Thacker, which was super comprehensive. Zach's seminar was very cool. It was very straightforward, very to the point. If you're an athlete that just wants to improve your weightlifting and you want to just know specifically what to do, then Zach's seminar is awesome. If you're a coach and you want to know anything and everything there is to know about weightlifting, then Justin Thacker's seminar is more like a course. It's like really everything you'd ever want to know about weightlifting. So if you want to improve your weightlifting, both Zach Critch and Justin Thacker have some awesome seminars that should be here available in the shop very soon.
Yeah, Thacker's will be coming out sometime in maybe August or September.
It'll be a little while.
Zach's will be available at the end of this month. So, make sure you go to Facebook, our Facebook page, hit the like button, follow us on Twitter at Barbell Shrug, and go and sign up for the newsletter. It'll make your life better, I promise.
You get your video, top 7 snatch mistakes that you're probably making, and Mike shows you how to fix them when you sign up for the newsletter.
That's right.
It's a cool little bonus feature.
People like that video.
That video's the shit.
I hear good things. Real quick, too, if you're buying Progenics, use the promo code SHRUG, and you get 10% off. Support the show.
SHRUG. Peace out.